We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
West Virginia coach Bob Huggins met with media earlier today to preview preseason practice set to begin tomorrow. The Mountaineers welcome back 8 returners from last year's team. Listen to what Coach Huggins had to say coming up right after this.
West Virginia is a special place, but it's the people that make it special.
Honestly, it is the crowd. It's the people.
This is one of the great environments. There are no pro teams in the state of West Virginia. They love West Virginia sports right here.
This is the most underrated fan base in the country.
Grass Resource, state of West Virginia, is not coal. Grass Resource is its people.
Join the climb today at WVUtimeToClimb.com.
You guys haven't started practice yet, but you've gone through workouts. So what have you seen to this point?
We got a lot of guys, 15 guys, a lot of guys. So I haven't really, honestly, I've been recruiting and doing all that other stuff. I haven't really paid as much attention.
Our next question comes from Chris Anderson.
Hey, Coach, I saw the other day that Sean McNeil announced a partnership with a nearby auto group and have seen some others in the program kind of making similar deals. I have a multi-part question on that. One, what is your early take on these opportunities for the student athletes? And two, what kind of resources and advice is the school, your program, and you and your staff providing for players?
I'm not sure what to totally think about it yet, because they're still talking to people. Obviously, them having an opportunity to get out and talk to people who run businesses and are successful business people is good for them. Gives them a lot of things to think about, and they definitely won't be somebody who graduates from college and doesn't know what they're going to do. I think they'll have a pretty clear idea of what they want to do.
Next question goes to Justin Jackson.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Justin.
Hey, you were talking about the 15 players is a lot of players, and, obviously it's a unique year in the sense that there's probably a few other teams around the country sort of in the similar situation. I've been trying to find out, you have two guys on the roster this year, not counting against your scholarship limit with Taz and Gabe. Does that rule apply again next year as well with the, you know, seniors like Sean, if he wanted to come back? How does that scholarship rule work next year and in the coming years, if it's even there at all?
Well, this year definitely counts. So they'll be done after this year.
So like a guy like Sean wouldn't have the opportunity then to.
Sean would.
Okay.
But the other two would not.
Okay. Now would Sean count against your scholarship though next year if he decided to come back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, he would. Okay. All right.
Our next question goes to John Antoni.
Unmuted. Hear me there. Hey, yeah, Hugs. The guys you got coming back, primarily your scorers are jump shooters. Where's your inside scoring going to come from, you think?
We're going to probably end up playing four out. We'll probably end up playing four out. And we're just trying to spend a good deal of time with those bigs to see if we can get one of them that can score some in there. They rebound it. They rebound it and they block shots. So they just, I think with some more work, we can get them to score it around the goal.
I mean, if it's Cottrell, it could be five out. I mean, he's a pretty good outside shooter.
Could be, which would open up some driving lanes for us.
Interesting. Thanks.
Kevin Kinder.
Coach, in doing that, then does that mean, or do you think tied to the idea that you have to have a true traditional point guard? Or if you run four out and five out enough and those guys are good enough at moving the ball, passing it where it's supposed to go, that you don't necessarily have to have a traditional playmaker?
Well, those guys, as soon as they see a crack, they're going to shoot it. And we want them to shoot it. So, you know, I don't think we need a traditional point guard. We've got a lot of guys that can handle the ball, and they're getting better too. They're getting better with their ball skills. So I think it's going to come down to in a lot of instances, what the matchup is with them as to where we put them, you know, around the circle.
And then does that, you mentioned, you know, driving to the basket, if you're creating those openings, does that just put a little bit more emphasis on some of those guys to expand their game? Hey, take it in there when you can, take the mid-range shot or get it to the rim.
Well, I think the idea is drive it at them and get to the foul line. If we can get to the foul line enough and put other people in foul trouble. But, you know, I mean, I think probably just about everybody's going to have more than the 12 or 13 guys that people usually carry. I think everybody's going to.
Our next question goes to Michael Sussman.
Coach, having Isaiah Cottrell back into the fold this year, maybe for those that didn't see him in high school or just caught a quick glimpse last year, what does he bring to the table and what type of dimension do you expect him to add this year that maybe you guys didn't have last year?
Well, he's a big, I mean, he's every bit of 6'10" or 6'11" and he can step outside and make shots. He's not Taz or Sean, but he may be our third best shooter. Just having drawn bigs away from the goal, I think will really help us.
Ethan Bach.
Hey, Coach, this is a follow-up on Isaiah, but how is he looking since he got cleared? I don't know if you've been able to watch him on certain practices, but is there any problems with him getting back onto the court?
No, not at all. Not at all. They did a great job, I think, of having a progression ready for when he got healed up, and they took their time and continued to work with him, and he did a great job of making sure that he was there, you know, all the time and doing everything he was supposed to be doing. But he's been great. He's from a standpoint of being able to run and jump, and that it hadn't affected him at all.
Coach Huggins, we'll go back to Greg Hunter.
So, Bob, you talked about the large roster, I guess 15 scholarship players. It sounds great, but are there negatives trying to keep everybody happy with that many guys? The rotation probably can't go that deep.
Last time I had 15, I was at Walsh College. So, I mean, obviously guys are going to want to play. I don't think we'll have attitude problems, but I think we'll have guys sitting there who want to play, want to get in a game. And I mean, everybody feels better when you play. I just don't think with our guys and their personalities and the way they get along with each other that we'll have any issues with bad attitudes or anything like that. And then actually, if we have a bad attitude, then we'll have 14 or 13.
Justin Jackson.
Coach, kind of going off that a little bit, the 15 guys, you know, you talked a little bit last year about, you know, college coaching is becoming more like roster management, more so than coaching. I would assume this year is kind of a unique challenge. I'm wondering, like, you know, if redshirting guys comes into play here, maybe even redshirting some guys who played a little bit last year. I mean, just what kind of challenges are you looking at here heading into the season in terms of the roster management?
I'm not sure we redshirt anybody.
Okay.
I think we really only have one guy that conceivably it may be we'll have to see it, but the way he's playing right now, we're gonna probably need him, and so I don't see where we redshirt anybody.
Okay.
Next question goes to Chris Anderson.
Hey, sorry to go back to the NIL thing, but I forgot to ask the second part. What kind of advice have you personally given these guys or your staff, and what resources can you or the school provide to them?
Well, we've had various people talk to them, you know, about the whole situation. You know, we're dealing with the people who are the guys that are involved the most are seniors, you know, and they're grown up. It's a matter of the only thing that really I was concerned about was using the Flying WV, because, you know, that has to be trademarked and everything before you can use it. So, I mean, that was probably the biggest thing that I spoke to him about, was being careful about, you know, attire in terms of not getting themselves in trouble that way. We got good guys. I mean, we really do. We got good guys. So, I mean, I don't get real concerned about their behavior off the floor.
We'll go back to Greg Hunter.
What do you think of your newcomers? I guess you got seven of them, right? So what do each of those guys bring?
Well, hopefully they can get a rebound or two. We're gonna have enough people, I think. And I think the biggest, I don't know if I'm surprised, but James is really playing well. And he's far and away the quickest guy off the floor and gets to a lot of balls. So I think the more and more I watch him, I was pretty well set with we were going to bring him in and redshirt him, you know, and get him bigger and stronger for the following year. But he's playing really well. You know, DeMond led the country in block shots a year ago. So he's very capable of blocking shots. He's capable of rebounding. Polly is probably as quick off the floor as anybody is. So we don't have Derek Culver. We don't have a big, strong guy who we can throw the ball too close. But hopefully we can spend enough time with them to get them to the point where they can score it a little bit in there. They're going to be ISO'd because they're not leaving Taz. They're not leaving Sean. They're not leaving JB. You know, they're going to stay pretty tight with those guys. So they're going to be ISO'd. It's going to be one-on-one down there.
Next question comes from Michael Sussman.
Coach, I know down the stretch of last season, you and a few of your players weren't happy with the defensive effort towards the end of the year. What's the emphasis going to be as you guys look to shore up that side of things?
Well, again, we're a lot smaller than what we've been from that standpoint. We've had pretty good size. In totality with everyone, and we're a lot smaller than what we were, but we shoot it a lot better than what we shot it before. You know, we've got two guys that can, Taz and Sean, can really make shots. They're going to have to stay glued to them, because if they don't, they're going to make shots, which opens things up inside. It's just what we're lacking right now is somebody who we can throw it close to and score.
We'll go back to John Antonin.
Curious, with the 15 guys, does that concern you getting the right guys, the right amount of work? Is that an issue at all when you're dealing with that many guys? And the second part of that question is, do you think you're going to be a better passing team this year?
Well, watching them yesterday, no, I don't. I mean, we couldn't throw it through the double doors down there yesterday. We just gotta just keep working at it. And, you know, time and repetitions are solely needed. No, they played all summer, but they really didn't. No one's passing it really. When they got it, they shot it. So we've got to pass it better without a question, but we can make shots. I mean, that's the one thing that we're going to be really good at, I think. Then I say that we won't make one, but
the passing thing, is that just what you're seeing in today's game with everybody?
Yeah. Well, and John, you know, the reality of it is guys are bigger, stronger, faster. The court's seemingly smaller because guys are so big. They're so big and so long. It's a different kind of game. And then you got guys that have really superb athleticism, so they have a tendency to get their hands on more balls. Just a matter of, you know, fake a pass, make a pass. Sounds simple.
Yeah.
We'll go back to Greg Hunter.
So, Coach, how difficult is it to replace Deuce? Is it a huge, huge, huge hole? Where? How do you fill that?
Well, again, I think we can score. You know, and what Deuce gave us was someone we could ISO. If you think about the end of games, he was generally the guy that had the ball. He was the guy that we ISO'd. We've got guards, so we're gonna miss Derek more than we're gonna miss Deuce. Derek could get hard rebounds. Derek was big and strong, and people couldn't move him. He could move whoever he wanted to move, and he got clutch rebounds and big rebounds at the end of games. Not that we won't miss Deuce, we will, but we don't have a 6'10", you know, big strong guy anymore.
Justin Jackson.
Coach, I'm kind of wondering about your two freshman guards, Seth and Kobe. Could they kind of both be point guards, maybe come up on the ball, off the ball? What do you see with those two guys?
No, I think Seth is probably at this point in time in his career much better off the ball than he is on the ball. Kobe handles it a lot better than what we imagined that he would. I mean, he may have as good a ball security as anybody we have on our team. Passes it well. He's another guy can make open shots, but his body build, the physicality that he can bring to the guard position, he's far and away the best. Far and away the best guard that we have in terms of being physical, being strong, and strong with the ball.
And if I could ask another quick question, I was just kind of wondering what your thoughts are on the expansion. I mean, obviously, football plays a major role in that, but there's some good basketball schools coming into this league now.
Yeah, there's good basketball schools. There's good coaches. I think the thing that I think we've all noticed is the coaching in the Big 12 is really, really good. You're not going to go outsmart a whole bunch of people. And I think the guys that are coming in are good coaches. I've said this to you guys before, 60% of the coaches in our league the past few years, 60% of them have coached a team to the Final Four. Several of them to the championship game, the Final Four.
Do you think there'll be any grief among the Big 12 coaches possibly losing that, round robin, the home and home scheduling conference play?
No, I wouldn't think so. Most leagues have more than 10. Most leagues don't play round robin.
Right. Well, that was kind of what made the Big 12 unique before, right? I mean.
Yeah. It did.
We have a question coming in from Joe Bricado.
Bob, in the offseason, what were the identified areas of improvement for Jalen in his game, and what's the next step that he has to take to continue to develop as a player?
Well, we're going to play him on the perimeter, so his ball skills – are a lot better. He's worked at it. He's put time in. He can shoot it. Just be able to score a little bit better off the bounce. And really what I wanted to see more of was, could we get him in a mismatch situation with a 5'11" guard and put him on the block? So, but he works at it. His dad's terrific with him. His dad works him out individually, virtually virtually every day. So he gets better.
John Antoni.
Hugs, what do you like about your schedule this year that you put together, and does it fit the team you got coming back this year?
I didn't know. I'd like to tell you, John, I'm smart enough that I knew what we had coming back, but I didn't. And Josh is the one that really puts the schedule together. I think it's good from the standpoint that there's a lot of recognizable teams for our fans. Having Pitt at home, having Connecticut at home, I think those are teams that we played through the years, and I think our fan base will relate to that very well. That's the part I think that is kind of exciting is, we get 14,001 in the old barn over there. It's pretty hard to beat us. So.
And then the Charleston tournament, you got some good teams down there.
Yeah, and we're playing a little bit out of league, which I think is good for us. We'll probably end up playing Ole Miss, I would imagine, and somebody else that is a high major,
mm-hmm.
with size, and so that's got to help us.
Any further questions for Coach Huggins? Please use the raise hand and I can call on you.
Or you can just leave your hand up like John does.
Yeah, John does. He leaves his
job. Well, I didn't. I can lower it. or I can ask some more since you guys didn't mute me. I'll ask another one here.
Ask another one, John.
I'll ask another one here. Akron, the charity game. That's going to be interesting, bringing your old school here and to benefit the cancer center. And yeah. You're going to get some value out of that too.
Oh, we're going to get a lot of value out of it. That'll help us. And with some of these guys, I don't think probably half our roster's played in front of the crowds like we're going to play it in front of. So hopefully we have a nice crowd for Akron. And so some of these younger guys get a kind of taste of what's about to happen to them. So I think that part of it is really good. I don't know really anything about their team. I know they lost their point guard and he was very, very good, but I don't know. John does a great job. I've known John forever. He does a great job coaching, It'll be really good for us, and we're going to have an outside another scrimmage we're allowed to have. We're going to have that, so we'll have two that really won't count in the books, but it's going to be good for our guys experience wise.
Two really good games that don't count. One other question I want to ask you here about. I was talking to Deshaun last week for the Hall of Fame, or a couple weeks ago for the Hall of Fame. He said he had a chance to watch some of your guys playing. And he thought that Malik Curry was going to be a pretty good guy to get to the rim. Do you see that from him? Is that why you brought him in here? And can he do that against Big 12 teams, you think?
John, I don't know the answer to that. Playing at Old Dominion is a whole lot different than playing in the people that we line up and play against on a daily basis. So he's got really good foot speed. And he started to shoot it a lot better than he shot it when he first got here. But he does have speed, but so's Keady. Keady's a pretty fast guy. In fact, Keady's probably the fastest guy on the team.
This is an odd question, but him being left-handed, does that help him score?
I don't know. I've never been left-handed.
It's coming from a different angle, though. Shot blockers. I don't know. It just seems like left-handers. I don't know.
Well,
particularly when you're going to the rim.
My dad was left-handed, and from everything I read about his days in Morgantown, he scored it pretty good.
Yeah.
Coach, we have another question from Justin Jackson.
Coach, just kind of wondering, I mean, obviously, you know, you've got a lot of new guys coming in, but, you know, with Paulie and Kerrigan and Curry, they've new guys, but who've, you know, played a lot of college basketball. Do you find yourself with this group, is it more about teaching still than coaching, or because these guys are older, you're able to maybe to coach a little bit more with some of these newcomers than you have in the past?
I don't think so. I don't think there's really much difference there. They were coached, but the way we play is a whole lot different than what most people play. And the intensity that we play with, and, you know, how hard we play is different. You know, we're not going to stand in a 2-3 zone, or might stand in a 1-3-1 a little bit. Won't stand in a 2-3 zone. We just, you know, it's going to be a learning experience for all of them. That's the hard part. The hard part is there's 15 of them. I honestly couldn't tell you right now, our top maybe eight or 10 guys. I couldn't pick them out right now.
So with those older guys, there's obviously, you know, the transition period maybe is, you know, I mean, how would you describe that? I mean, cause, you know, obviously they're not freshmen, but I mean, you know, like you said, they've got to learn. So, I mean, is there still a curve there for them, or?
Well, I think there's a big learning curve there. We don't play a lot like, we don't play like most people do. Let me put it that way. We play much harder. We defend, with a lot more effort than what a lot of people do, and we're gonna have to be even better than what we've been, particularly on the ball, because we don't have a big back there. I mean, we've had a big back there for a long time now, and now we don't. Although hopefully DeMond can you know kind of block some shots that. But, you know, I watched the film before we signed him. We had a lot of guys who could block shots at that level.
Are you excited about this team? I mean, obviously this team's going to play a little bit differently, maybe. You know, obviously you said you don't have that big, you know, Derek kind of guy down low. I mean, there's going to be some challenges, right? But could be some potential. I mean, you know, just your thoughts here on, you know, practice beginning tomorrow and what you're going to be facing this year.
Well, I'm shocked, Justin, that you didn't pick up how excited I am. But you know, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be we got a whole bunch of guys that really don't understand what's about to happen to him.
We'll move on to Kevin Kinder.
Do you have a list of the things you want to find out the first week or two of practice, or is it more you want to see how people respond to certain situations, and from there you start developing, you know, things about, you know, trying to figure out who's going to play, things like that?
So I don't think that changes. I think, you know, you teach whole part whole, and you don't, we're not going to go in there and, you know, throw a whole bunch of offense at them at first. It's going to be, we're going to dummy through a whole bunch of things. It's not going to be live. So you're whole, and then you break it down into parts, and then you put it back together again. So, it's, I learned going to school here at West Virginia that teaching was the best way to teach was whole part whole. And that's kind of stuck with me. And so that's what we do.
John Antoni.
I got one last one here. we saw some a lot of growth from JB last year. What does he have to do, in your opinion, to take that next step and be one of the elite small guy forwards in the league?
Well, you know, it's interesting, John, that JB was going to go to prep school. He was all set to go to prep school. And just in the, you know, in the last week, you know, we're talking to him saying, you know, you'd be better off coming here and redshirting than you would be going to a prep school, because you're going to play against practice against men here every day, where you're going to play against high school kids in a prep school thing. And, you know, JB and Corey, his father, said, damn, that makes sense. He would get better playing when we got better facilities, you know, to lift and get stronger and the whole gamut. And then everybody knows what happened. And then we had to take the red shirt off of him and play him. And I thought he played really well. And he has played well this summer. He's gotten better and better. He's bigger and stronger.
Would you say scoring through contact is something you're going to work on him with?
I think that's with everybody.
Okay.
I think that's everybody. You know, everybody's used to calling their own fouls.
Yeah. We'll take
– But that's an area there where
– Go ahead, John.
I was going to say that's an area there where you see a lot of room for growth with JB, because he is a really good outside shooter.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's got to bounce it. He's got to score off the bounce a little bit better. He's obviously got to finish it a little bit better at the rim. But he has all the tools to be.
We will take one final question from Justin Jackson.
Hey, Coach, Isaiah was talking about a little bit over the summer about how this team could play a little bit differently, in the sense that, you know, maybe get back to pressing, that kind of thing. I'm just kind of wondering, with these kind of numbers you have, I mean, I guess maybe the one thing that could work is pressing and playing guys in waves and, you know, things like that when you had Press Virginia. Is that in the thought process at all at this point? I know it's early still, but.
Well, I haven't seen a JC in this bunch that could guard the ball the way he guarded the ball. I mean, you go back and think about it and watch what Trae Young's done in the NBA, and he couldn't do anything with JC. He couldn't get around him. He was so close to him that he had a hard time getting his jump shot off, and he had an unbelievable playoff run. In the NBA. So we don't have a JC. We don't have a Sags.
Right.
So think about how many times it was almost – we were almost better off letting people beat us so Sags could block it. And we don't have that. And the two most important guys are the guy on the ball, because you don't want the guy with the ball having – being able to look around and find open people, and, you know, and obviously you got to protect the rim. So personnel has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. I was going to say it's personnel maybe more so than depth, I guess.
Yeah. I think absolutely. You know, the only thing that maybe we could do with 15 guys is maybe we could wear people down, and have that to our advantage, because we've got enough guards. They're not Dax, for that matter. They don't have that kind of athleticism.
And that was West Virginia coach Bob Huggins. The Mountaineers will have a charity exhibition on October 29th. That's a Friday at 7 p.m. Proceeds from that game will benefit the Norma Mae Huggins Cancer Research Endowment Fund. West Virginia opens the season on Tuesday, November 9th at 7 p.m. at the Coliseum against Oakland. Now, the Backyard Brawl will take place again this year in Morgantown on Friday, November 12th. And also, we'll see the return of former Big East rival Connecticut. The Huskies will be in Morgantown on December 8th. Season tickets for the 21-22 season are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Mountaineer Ticket Office at 1-800-WVU-GAME or by logging on to wvugame.com. You can read more about the Mountaineers on our website, wvusports.com, or by following our official YouTube page, youtube.com/wvusports. Click the subscribe button and also be sure to click the notification bell to get videos sent right to your computer. Thanks for listening.